Everybody, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Silly Goose Sports Talk. I'm Big T.
And I'm Skippy. Before we get into today's episode, please like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell because it helps us be our latest take of the latest sports news. Ladies and gentlemen, baseball season has come upon us once again.
Is Brendan even part of our staff anymore?
Isn't he? What is he doing? Okay, the redhead is like recording a song or something. I'm not really sure.
I don't know. All I say is let the man cook. Let the man cook.
We'll see. We'll see what he's doing. But dude, baseball season is back in the session. Man, Pirates, man, there's something to talk about, all right? Dude, four game series against the Marlins. Swept them, okay? 6-5, 7-2, 9-3, 9-7. Swept them. Gone. Off the face of the planet. And you know what we did next, Timmy? We went over to the Nationals. First out of three game series, boom, wiped them off the planet, 8-4. Two more games with them tomorrow and Thursday. Dude, 5-0, first in the National League Central, we're cooking. Okay, you know what? We're first in the National League. Period. Undefeated, baby.
We'll see how long that lasts, but good on them. They're on a roll.
Darn right they are.
Yeah, Orioles doing their thing. They kick things off with an 11-3 smacking of the Angels. Then they follow that up by a 13-4 smacking on the Angels. They couldn't win on Sundays, which is like a thing they've struggled with for the past few years. Is they just can't win on Sunday, so they lose that one 4-1. Then yesterday they go and walk off on the Royals 6-4 with Jordan Westberg getting that bomb. So good on that, and I was at work today, and they lost 4-1 because that's the games I don't watch. They lose, so I gotta get my thing back on, you know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, as they stand right now, the Orioles are sitting pretty at 3-2 right now, and they have a pretty nice run differential since they're winning a lot, they're scoring a lot. So, yeah, and then the Nationals are, the Nats are kind of dog water right now.
Yep.
Well,
classic Nats, man.
Well, you know, they lose to the Reds 8-2 to kick things off. Then, Saturday, they show a little bit of swagger. They score 3 runs in the 9th to beat the Reds 7-6. And then on Sunday, they have the Sunday bug, too. As they got walked off, so.
Mm-hmm.
And then, they lose this game to the Pirates, and then we'll see what happens tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday. But
yeah, for sure.
In other words, any surprises so far in this baseball season?
Well, first of all, the Yankees are 5-0. They're coming back for revenge.
They got their revenge on the Astros.
Oh my gosh, they did. They swept the Astros.
I hate the Yankees. The Yankees are the team I hate the second most behind the Astros. So that was nice to see the Astros get their behinds handed to them.
I heard that right. Again, but other notable Dodgers.
The Astros are tied with the Athletics right now for last in that division.
Okay, Athletics, crazy. They had like 5% of their stadium filled.
Like, yeah, that's a boycott.
Less than 2,000 people.
Yeah.
Crazy. Crazy stuff going on over there.
Again,
other stuff. Tigers are currently 4-0 undefeated.
That's a shocker. I did not expect to see that, especially like this.
Right.
White Sox are winless right now. The Marlins are also winless. So
Marlins that, also that, winless,
you,
yeah.
You love to see it. Love to see it. You know what I'd love to see is another Marlins Braves showdown. I love seeing it when. What happens is they'll hit Acuna with a pitch, and then a fight happens. So I love seeing those Marlins Braves games.
Yeah. Angels are doing fairly well as well. Well. Well, they're currently beating the crap out of the Marlins.
Yeah, but the Marlins
don't
have
any wins. But they're 3-2 right now.
Yeah, but the Angels, they got absolutely drubbed by the Orioles.
They did get drubbed by the Orioles, but
twice.
Yeah, I know. Other stuff, Dodgers are 5-2, Diamondbacks are 3-2. Everybody's, I mean, I am excited for baseball season to come back. I have a feeling it's going to be crazy this year, okay? Last year was already nuts enough. This year's going to be crazier.
Yeah.
Calling it now.
Wait, okay, this thing did not update, at least on my thing. The White Sox beat the Braves today.
Oh.
So that's why the Braves are 3-2.
I see. Fernet's baseball is coming back this Friday as we go off again. I believe against the Shorebirds. We'll see.
I will be there on Friday and Saturday night. So swing
by the
Thunder 104.5 and 95.9 booths.
I'm gonna be there on Sunday night.
You're not gonna be there either the night that I'm gonna be there.
No, sir.
That's
which
crazy.
Is bad timing. Yeah, we're going about down east Ducks, dude. Fernet's promotions looking really cool this year.
Oh yeah, did you see the hockey jersey?
Yes. On Sunday they're giving away a hockey jersey. That's gonna be cool. They have a really good lineup of theme nights coming up. It's gonna be a fun year for the Fredericksburg Nationals. Very excited to see where they're going. Other stuff, March Madness going crazy.
NC State.
Dude, I'm moving for Purdue. NC State beat Duke
76-64.
Yeah. I have a cousin who goes to Purdue. I kind of have to. UConn beat Illinois 77-52, and then Alabama, of course, beat Clemson 89-82, and then Purdue beat Tennessee 72-66. Now I'm a Purdue. I'm going for Purdue this time around, just because got family goes to Purdue.
Yeah,
so I have Purdue beating
I'm on
NC State.
State train, buddy.
And then I am rooting for UConn to beat Alabama because I don't like Alabama.
I hate Alabama.
Sorry.
I want to see NC State beat UConn in the finals.
I think that'd be kind of an upset because NC State is the 11th seed. I don't, as much as I really don't want to see two first seeds go against each other.
Well, you know what happens every 4 or 5 years? You have some crazy underdog Final Four run.
That's how it goes. That's how it goes, man.
Yeah. You had George Mason in 2006 when my dad was there. You had
VCU
in 2011.
I would be rooting for NC State if they weren't going against the team I'm trying to actively root for. But we'll see. Again, Alabama, they might take it home. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. I was not following it too closely this year. That's what happens when you have a job. Why do I have this hat on? Wait. Now we're talking.
Do you have any updates on NASCAR from this past week, Timmy?
Actually, I do. So, the race at Richmond was... they started on rain tires because it was raining. NASCAR actually learns, hey, we can race in the rain now. So they did that for a pit cycle or two. Well, they did that for 30 laps before the Campiello. It was nice seeing the cars struggle, which means when the cars are struggling, it means for fun racing because they can pass each other. And what happened with that was after they went back to slick tires, it went to a choo-choo. It was a single-file train most of the time. It was going to be like a pit strategy kind of race. And then Kyle Busch just... tap-a-rooed the wall. And, you know, usually what happens is if someone, like, just scrapes the wall, they'll just keep going and, like, no harm, no foul. NASCAR decides, nope, we're throwing the yellow right in the middle of a pit cycle. And that threw off a lot of stuff. So, you know, what happens is you have Martin Truex leading late. And then Bubba Wallace and Kyle Larson decide, hey, let's reignite this crap from 2 years ago. And Bubba goes right up behind Kyle Larson, tap, tap, tap-a-roo. Larson goes sliding. They throw the yellow with two laps to go. Denny Hamlin beats everybody off pit road.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens with this is... there's a lot of drama going on with that right now, and it's still ongoing as we speak right now. So, they have the restart zone, right? Where they start back going after a crash. And there's a certain box, like there's a certain area in the racetrack where you have to hit the gas. And Hamlin jumped the start by a foot or so, and was not called for it, and he ended up winning the race. Which he spoke in his Actions Detrimental podcast yesterday, I believe it was. He was saying that he was not really paying attention to the line itself. He was paying attention to the other cars, which is really cool to see that in the driver's mind of what they're thinking about in the moment, to where they're trying to negate any advantage that the other cars would have, which I think is pretty cool. I'm happier seeing Hamlin win than Joey Logano in second place. That's why I'm happy they didn't DQ him there. Hamlin winning at his home track for, the billionth time. Where do they go next week? They're going to be at Martinsville this Sunday. That's going to be a fun race. It's either going to be really good or really bad.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's NASCAR for you.
I have a slight little thing.
Elliot got a top five. Yeah, so finally. I'm happy about
that. I have a slight little nitpick about the, not nitpick, but a little fun fact from the UFL this week. Crazy stuff going on. UFL kicker has reportedly been contacted by multiple NFL teams after smashing an improbable 64-yard field goal.
What was that kid's name?
Jake Bates pulled off a 64-yard field goal. Just 3 seconds left to play with Michigan.
He did it twice because they iced him. They iced him, and he made it when they iced him, called the timeout, and then he did it again. So,
again, crazy. Crazy stuff. So, best of luck to him. UFL starting off.
You know, the Buffalo Bills should sign him.
That's crazy. Crazy. But if we just want to talk about UFL for a second, we have scores.
Birmingham the DC Stallions defendants got destroyed. That's all I care
for. Yeah, defenders got destroyed 12-27.
Bring back the beer snake.
For real. Other than that, I believe that's all we have to go. Pirates are going to continue on with their trek against the Nats, and they're going to go ahead and face off against the Orioles. So yeah. Starting stuff, Jets.
Oh, that Orioles-Pirates series is really going to be something.
Uh-huh.
Hey, let's talk your dad into it. Let's go to one of those games.
We might. Well, me and Timmy might not talk after that series. We'll see.
We'll see.
But yeah, that's all I have for you guys. Timmy, everything else? We forgot to talk about NHL. Penguins have been carrying on. We're not going anywhere. We're 34-30, but still.
What have the Capitals done? Oh no. That's not good. Well, I decided that I was paying attention to the Capitals. I mean, the Orioles. And since baseball season started, the Caps have they were winning, and then Thursday they get smacked by the Maple Leafs. Saturday night, I missed this game because I was at church. They lose in the shootout to the Bruins. And then tonight they get slaughtered by the Sabres. They get stabbed 6-2. So that's not good.
It's not good. Standings-wise, there's only 8 games left in regular season, too.
Yeah, they're 1 point behind the Flyers for the division place. And then they're tied for the last wild card spot. So,
yeah. Dude, Rangers have dominated.
There's a chance. However, the Islanders are 1 point behind. The Penguins are 3 points behind. And yeah.
Dude, Rangers have dominated this year. They are currently 50-21. Just crazy.
Yeah, and they're still, 10-ish games left, and they already have 101 points.
Yeah, crazy stuff. But yeah. Well, aren't Flyers on a 5-game losing streak right now?
You know, that's true.
Just kind of funny.
Man, the Capitals have a negative 35 goal differential. That's bad.
Dude, Stars are on a 7-game winning streak. They're currently 47-19, not too far behind.
Holy smoke. Hey, they're pretty good. The Canucks? It would not shock me if the Canucks won this year. But
really great teams.
I like the Oilers, though. I really like seeing McDavid and Draisaitl.
Yeah.
I had Draisaitl on my hockey fantasy team a couple years ago, and he went absolutely berserk, and that, and I won because of him.
There you go.
I had Draisaitl and Ovechkin.
That's goated.
I know.
All right. Well, with that, I think we are done here. All right. Well, with that,
I like it.
We will see you all next episode. Thanks for coming in, and we will see you all soon. Yabanakin.